suppose two things. One, the scale of them, that they're much, much bigger when you actually are here and you see them in the landscape, and you actually stand at the base of the wall and look up at these amazing corrugated structures. So one thing was the scale, I suppose, that really dominated it. The other thing was how well, ironically, that they survived, considering that they're constructed in the first millennium, probably, and we're not really sure about the dates, but somewhere between the 7th, 8th century, to survive so well. I mean, we've lost a lot of them, but the scale of them is really quite amazing, considering that they're built of earth. I mean, in fired brick buildings like Sanjar, you expect to have a sort of longer life if they're lucky. But earth buildings, once they stop being maintained, you know, they don't have a very long, necessarily a very long life. And the fact that these have survived, 800 years since their abandonment at least, and maybe over 1,000 years since their construction, that staggered me when I got here, that they were actually in such good, relatively such good condition.
Could it mean that, just to interpret your words, that the Kiskalas in particular gave you an incentive to start doing work on the conservation?
There was certainly one of the key things that drove us to consider the conservation aspects of the program here at MIRV. The two things, I suppose, that really drove me, one was the Kiskalas, because they're so important. I mean, they're such an important part of Central Asian archaeology that it seemed important that one could try and slow down the process of their destruction and keep them as a viable monument for as long as possible for the visitor. The other element, which we can see from here as well, is the town walls, which are almost unconservable. I mean, there's over 8 kilometres of town wall just around Sultan Kala alone, and yet the town walls are really vital for enclosing the space and giving the visitor a sense of the scale of urban endeavour that took place here at MIRV. And that was another thing that you thought, well, you know, somehow we've got to keep that alive for the visitor.